I am far from being a master gardener, neither of vegetables nor of flowers. And probably one of my greatest challenges, particularly with flowers, is that I might look into the garden and not be entirely sure what to pull and what to leave. And so sometimes I have pulled something that was in fact a flower, or left something just in case, only to find that it was really a weed, even if it bloomed. Well, some have said that the difficulty that Jesus was referring to in the parable today was that the wheat and the weeds were practically indistinguishable. And so one might think that they're pulling a weed, but are in fact uprooting the wheat. Only when it came time for harvest was it clear what was wheat and what wasn't. So what an interesting reality. One good thing and one bad thing. How long do I tolerate the bad for the sake of harvesting the good? Or is the good thing so good that it's worth tolerating the bad? How clever that our Lord Jesus would use such a parable. Not that I fully understand it, but it seems that there are two situations in our day where we could learn something from his guidance. First, when we make a decision that in and of itself is neither right nor wrong, but has good and bad effects. And second, when we make a decision that is clearly wrong, but use a good effect or a good intention in an attempt to justify it. So first of all, there are times where a decision is made that has good and bad effects. And like the weeds and the wheat, we ask ourselves, how can I keep the wheat and get rid of the weeds? In fact, these months have provided plenty of examples. When we were no longer able to celebrate the Mass in public, we decided to do our best to make it available live stream. And even as we've been able to return, Bishop has asked us to continue. And I have already seen some of the beauty of that. One of our parishioners, who has been in the hospital a great amount the last few months, would not have been able to be here whether we were having Mass in public or not. But he has told me that he has joined us several times for Mass, and maybe even joining us this morning. We are praying for you. That being said, someone else may have to be careful so that the devil doesn't sow a weed with this new technology. If they realize, wait a minute, I went to a 4th of July party and to work and to graduation, and perhaps going to Mass should be on my list. Or another example, when our faith activities could no longer be done in person, one consequence was that the sacrament of confirmation, the preparation, had to be finished in the home. And so was sown weeds and wheat. It was so uplifting to hear about a family who decided that they would watch all of the remaining videos together as a family, answer the remaining questions, and submitted it all within a couple of weeks. Which, to be honest, is better than if we had class in the first place. But I put that beside another family who hasn't opened a thing since the middle of March. Perhaps they thought the Holy Spirit was quarantined. And now they're not prepared to be confirmed in August. From the same action, God sowing wheat and the evil one sowing weed. Secondly, a similar variation is when we make a decision that is clearly wrong, but we use a good effect or a good intention in an attempt to justify it. Our faith teaches us that the ends don't justify the means. So I may want to give $100 to the poor, which is excellent. But that doesn't mean that I can steal it from my roommate in order to do it. I may want to get into the best grad school there is, which is a noble goal. But it doesn't mean that I can lie on my application to do it. I'm using the wheat to justify the weeds. A basic moral principle is that if something is wrong, even my good intention can't make it right. That is why winning a state championship doesn't justify using steroids. Getting to school on time doesn't justify running a stop sign. Postponing a child doesn't justify using contraception. And getting elected to office doesn't justify voter suppression. The ends don't justify the means. There have been plenty of times where I have pulled a flower thinking it was a weed. And plenty of times where I have left a weed just in case it was, in fact, a flower. At times we can become confused, both in the garden and in life, about what is good and what is bad. But as soon as we have clarity, then the time has come to remove the weeds.